Headline, following the science, CDC shifts from impending doom to you're free in 6 weeks. Like I said, you know why? Because the heat's on. The heat's on. I wonder if Fauci knows that he's the hero in a lot of people's eyes. He's also the fall guy. He's set up to be the fall guy. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's set up that way. We'll get into that in a minute. Bad medicine is what we have from the government. At the end of March, amid absolutely no signs of trouble whatsoever in the data, and after the establishment excoriated the Neanderthal thinking of several red states for prematurely and recklessly lifting their COVID restrictions, we say that with satire in mind, tongue firmly planted in cheek, prematurely and recklessly. Freshly appointed CDC Director Rochelle Crying Jag Walensky went off script. Though if one watches her eyes, it appears she was very much reading a script to warn the public about her impending doom following a very modest rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations. Right now I'm scared, Walensky choked back tears. I'm telling you. You know what? I've had it with this Walensky broad already. She just got the crazy bitch warning. She just earned the crazy bitch warning. As a public service for our listeners and viewers, gives them an opportunity to brace and perhaps hide under the bed. Imagine running the CDC, running a major operation like this and crying. It's impending doom. Who says that? Who says that? What kind of a leader, think about that, what kind of a leader, even if it is impending doom, would stand up there and tell Americans it's impending doom? What kind of a professional? You imagine running a company like that? We had a really bad quarter. How was it? It's impending doom. Take her down to the state hospital. Get her out of here. Woman's now in a state home. After this idiot went on a crying jag and said there was impending doom, Fauci doubled down with the doom finger pointing.
I think the reason we're seeing this plateauing in the increase that I hope doesn't turn into a surge is because we're really doing things prematurely right now with regard to opening up.
Yeah, okay, Fauci. Right. Obviously, you're wrong again. If this guy, I wish he would publicize his sports picks so we could just bet against him. We could fade his sports picks and all retire early. Guy's wrong about everything. He's only been doing this for 50 fucking years. What a menace. At the time, we pointed out that Walensky's level of fear-mongering is disgusting and disingenuous. That the American people are growing more and more insensitive to such schemes, scams, etc. Oh, we are. But you know what? They've all been doing this. It wasn't just Walensky. The fear-mongering has been disgusting and I'd say disastrous for 14 months. This is what they do. This is what the government does. Nobody's better at selling and sowing fear than the government, federal government, U.S. government, believe me. Here and worldwide, believe me. Now it's just 6 weeks later after this crazy bitch's crying jag, after Fauci wet his pants about some states opening up. Fauci doesn't like anything. He's a control freak. Anything that he's not involved in.
Texas and Mississippi, they never called me. They never got my permission.
Sit down, midget. You're about to take a fall for a massive scheme. You just don't realize it. If everything clicks, they'll throw this guy under the bus. They won't have to work very hard. He's almost under the bus to begin with. Now it's 6 weeks later, and all the doomsaying, fear-mongering, panic-inducing doublespeak was proven completely misplaced. That's not misplaced intelligence, misplaced statements. Those are lies. They were lies. That's a big difference in being proven completely misplaced. They were lies to begin with. Of course, we said that 6 weeks ago. And one of the beauties of this show is we continue to be right time and fucking time again. I mean, I stopped counting. I stopped counting my career. It's just something that's happened for 25 years. We just get shit fucking right. That's all there is to it. And that's why the show is growing. And that's why, with no, by the way, no advertising, no marketing. We just turn the mics on and we go and it grows. We go and it grows. There are people out there that still care about quality and still care about folks telling the truth and being right. It's important to folks and it's important to us. Anyway, the fear-mongering, panic-induced doublespeak proven completely misplaced and amid political pressure from even the leftists of lefties to do something, the masks are off and freedom for the vaccinated, so to speak, is offered back to we the people. What a crock of shit. The walls are closing in, so they threw you a bone and said you could take your mask off. And now the vaccinated people are saying, hey, this isn't fair, man. The unvaccinated people, they get to not wear masks too, man. This doesn't seem fair. Well, you're vaccinated, right? You were convinced that being quote-unquote vaccinated with an experimental injection was going to keep you safe. So what, you don't think you're safe? Don't you trust the government? Don't you trust Fauci? What do you care if somebody else doesn't have a mask on? You've been proclaiming from the mountaintop, like with the Ricola horn, Ricola, that these injections make you safe. So what do you care if somebody has a mask or they don't? Oh, because deep down inside, you know you're fucked. That you're not safe. That's the long and short of it. And now these idiots, Walensky said, of course we talked about this, anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Walensky, I'll do what the fuck I want to do, and so will millions of other Americans. We don't need your crying ass. We don't need the midget and the crier to tell us anything. We don't live our lives by you assholes. If we did, it would be time to step off a fucking ledge. That you've hit rock bottom when you listen to these tyrants. And that's how you guide your life and your decisions. The fuck out of here. Smart people are not listening to these people. They haven't listened to these people for 9-10 months. This idiot Walensky, she's a puppet. It went from impending doom, she said, and in 40 days, they went from impending doom in 40 days to it's all good, take your mask off. Why would that happen? That makes no sense. How could that even be? Because the wheels are coming off. People are not lining up for these fucking injections. The walls are closing in on Fauci's involvement in Wuhan, China, etc. Guess what? I'll pull the fucking... I'll do it right now. You know, I mean, let's just... Before I do it, before I go back in the time machine, so to speak. Fauci said a week ago on Mother's Day, the country would not be close to back to normal until a year from now, including masks. And then a couple days later, he said this on Face the Nation. A couple days later, boom, no masks. Incredible science. Walensky comes out and assures the country that we followed the science here. What science? Political science? Weird science? How did they go from things won't be back to normal for a year, a couple days later, oh, no masks at all, because people are starting to ask questions about Fauci, people are starting to ask questions about U.S. tax money being thrown around in Wuhan, China, to study coronavirus and bat fucking viruses. It only took 14 goddamn months. Let's go to thomaspainpodcast.com real quick. Let's do it on the fly. Thomas Paine Podcast. All the podcasts are on here, folks. All right, calm down. Go all the way down to the bottom. It gives us 6 different pages to go to. I'm going to the first, to the 6th page. It takes us all the way to the beginning of the podcast in late in December 2019. But let's look at these podcasts on here. Let's get into March. March 2020. You want to see some crazy stuff? I'm not making this stuff up. March 2020. Here we go. Yeah. Episodes brought to us. Blah, blah, blah. Episode 13. Early March. Lies and Fear from Crooked Media. Lies and Fear from Crooked Media and Rabbit Liberals are the real viruses threatening America. They'll use fear to collapse the entire country to gain power, and you are simply a pawn that will pay dearly before it's over. That was, I think, the first one we started rolling, episode 13 on this. Episode 14, we talked about money hacks, genius, simple, and powerful money hacks to help you get through times, broke times, tough times, because we saw those coming. Episode 15, Apocalypse Now. Paying a survivor of Citibank during the 2008 financial crash reveals banks now hoarding crucial cash from small businesses while Americans have stopped paying bills. Blah, blah, blah. Regarding the COVID schemes. Episode 16. This is, I think, early April now. Are you being lied to by the government? 2 key guests help decipher what the hell is going on in D.C. with the coronavirus-crazed crisis. This is April 2020 we're talking about this being a scheme. Now people are like, I think it's a scheme now. I think maybe this was a scheme the whole time. Really? Episode 17. We are all being played. Top feds spill the beans on real coronavirus scandal. CDC director and White House Doc Birx probed by the Department of Defense for fabricating HIV/AIDS vaccine clinical trial. Buckle the F up for this one. That's April. That podcast went viral. Bobby Kennedy Jr. called me on the phone. And he said, this is Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I said, yeah, okay. Which one of my college friends is fucking with me? I think I said, I'm Jimi Hendrix. And I hung the phone up on him. He called me back. Jimi Hendrix, this is Bobby Kennedy Jr. He wants to talk about what we uncovered on Birx and Redfield and the DOD investigating them for fabricating HIV/AIDS and vaccine clinical trials. Oh, and guess what? Birx and Redfield were promoted after that. Figure that the fuck out. Episode 18, Robert Bobby Kennedy Jr. joins the podcast and drops absolute bombshells on Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, FDA, government vaccine kickbacks, and the list goes on in a raucous exclusive sit-down. We expose Dr. Birx's role in yet another FBI scandal linked to Gates, Clinton. Scientist Timothy Shea joins us to break down inside intel. Buckle up. That's April. It's April. That one went viral. And we're off to the races. I was like, hey, this podcast stuff is pretty easy. Episode 19. We're into late April, May now. Top scientist, HIV, AIDS research pioneer blows the whistle on Dr. Fauci. Corrupt DC medical cartel, disturbing details of threats, intimidation, research theft, tainted vaccine cover-ups, fraud, pay-to-play, greed, and the FBI cover-up of it all for decades. Dr. Judy Mikovits. That went viral. That went fucking viral big time. And on and on and on. Next big one, episode 21. Talking about the arrest of Charles Lieber at Harvard. Fed insiders blow the roof off a massive Harvard-China national security scandal stretching from Wuhan, China to the Ivy League. A top chemist crime spree that prospered wildly after Obama's DOJ shut down an earlier FBI probe. Alarming details. Charles Lieber going back and forth to fucking Wuhan, China, and to Harvard. The chairman of the biology department at Harvard, the chairman of the chemistry department at Harvard, doing research for the Chinese. Since indicted, since under arrest, etc. Next episode, now we're into May 2020. The corrupt Clinton Foundation investigation. Vaccine and medical fraud is back in play for the feds. Bobby Kennedy Jr. tells Payne he's banned from Fox News. This is a year ago. This is 14 months ago. I don't make this stuff up. Episode 24. We're back in May now of 2020. Revealed, the government is playing you like a fiddle. The interview you can't afford to miss to navigate post-pandemic America. On and on and on. 14 months ago. You can't even make it up. The stuff that we reported time and time again is now being discussed in the House, etc. On the Senate floor. Where were these folks 14 months ago? Couldn't it have benefited all of us 14 months ago? I mean, you could, it's all right there, thomaspainpodcast.com. You can go through the episodes, and they're all right there. You can listen to them. I'll tell you, the stuff we did back then, I think is, I'm so psyched we did it, because, you know, we were out on a limb. People say, you're fucking crazy. This stuff isn't going on. You're making this stuff up. I said, no, we're not. This is a scheme. I'm an expert at running down schemes. Stick around. Give it a year. Give it 2 years. It won't sound so crazy. And here we are. 14 months later. Does it sound crazy now? No. At the time, it sounded insane. Nobody was saying this. Nobody had the fucking balls to come out and say this. Fuck out of here. Even Bobby Kennedy Jr. said to me, you're out on a limb here. You know that. I said, it's all right. The rest of the tree will catch up. That limb will grow fast into a strong branch. We'll be out here. We're not going anywhere. This isn't collapsing. This is the story of a lifetime for a journalist. Where the fuck is everybody at? Late to the party. Because they're paid to be late to the party. Paid to misinform you. Disinformation, etc. And they can go straight to hell. Just like the Clash said. So where are we at on this? That's my sidebar. But I mean, come on, man. Walensky, Fauci, all these guys. This was a scheme from fucking day one. Day one. The fact that other people are behind the mic, they don't see this, they don't recognize this, that's a disservice to you. Don't sell yourself short. Find people who know what the fuck is going on out here and cling on to them. That's why we started patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit in the first place. So we could talk about things, address things, say things that can't be said in the mainstream. And we have smart people there, thank God. I had it, had my fill on Twitter of talking to cement heads, losers, drifters, and grifters. And speaking of grifters, now Walensky, it's all good now though, right? COVID's over, I guess. All Congress had to do is start asking some questions. And boom. And boom, the cases started to come down. And the CDC said, yeah, let's loosen things up. You know, let's take people's minds off of this because it doesn't look too good, all the millions of dollars that we spent. Where are we at here? We're rocking and rolling. It's a story on Republicans' investigation into CDC over teachers' unions' influence. We've talked about this before. You can read that story on True Pundit. Top Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Right there, you lost me. I told the Young Bucks today, they put the story in. Top Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. I don't fucking care. They don't do anything. They don't get anything done. It's all theater. It's all play acting. It's all bullshit. They're not going to do anything. Number one, they don't have the majority to do anything. Number two, from 2016 to 2018, when the GOP had the majority, when they had the majority in the House and they had the majority in the Senate, and obviously they had the White House, they still didn't do anything. So what the fuck should we care about them doing anything now? And why should I spend the time analyzing a bunch of assholes who aren't going to do anything? We've seen enough calls for investigations into everything else. Into the FBI, into the Justice Department. Now they're going to play the same fucking script over and over. It's like a broken record with the CDC. It's misdirection. I'll just say this. Top Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees have called for an investigation into the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for reportedly having school reopening policies influenced by the nation's second largest teachers union. What about opening up an investigation into the CDC for lying on a regular basis for cooking the books, for using fake, bogus tests to screw all of us out here. What about that? Who fucking cares about the second largest teacher union? Where are the rest of the investigations? Seriously. Where's the call for Fauci to be investigated by the Justice Department, FBI? Where are these calls? If you were a top Republican and you actually represented your constituency, you would be calling for these. They would already be in fucking in the pipeline. Instead, you're investigating the nation's second largest teacher union? Who cares? Who cares? Go after the big fish or go home. You'll sit there and you'll call for an investigation into school reopenings and the involvement with the CDC, right? With the country's second largest teacher union. But you won't call for the fucking, the halting, the stopping of these big pharma companies pumping poison into the children of America, into children worldwide. And you call yourself an elected official and somebody who gives a shit, somebody who serves the public. Oh, but let's make it look good. We'll go after this teachers union, make it look like we're doing something. Meanwhile, we have big pharma. It's experimental injections that are hurting people. And Congress sits there idly while they get approval from the FDA, Fauci, the CDC, whomever, Biden, etc., to start pumping this into kids as young as 2. That's next. 2 to 11. They're in the process of 12 to 15-year-olds, and then 11 to 2-year-olds. And you're worried about the fucking the teachers union? This is a sideshow, folks. It's a circus. They're not doing anything. We played the video yesterday. We've talked about it. The chance of somebody young dying from COVID is so low. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning, literally. And they're rolling out vaccines for what? Experimental injections. And elected officials are doing nothing. Fucking criminals. You understand? That's all it is. I don't get it. I'm supposed to sit here and applaud these assholes for calling for an investigation? You're not investigating the right stuff. And who gives a shit what you investigate? Nobody goes to jail. So fuck off. Stop wasting our time. Look, I said this before. They don't represent you. They don't represent me. Once you get over that fact and understand that we're on our own out here, then you can live your life on your own. Don't listen to anything these people say. They should have, at some point, you'll get there. I'm there now. It takes a while. They should have no dominion over you, no domicile over your life, either mentally or physically or anything. You live your life according to you. It sounds crazy. You live your life according to your own rules and what you want to do, etc. That's called freedom. That's called fucking freedom. That's what the founding fathers intended for. That's the way this country was for well over 150 years, right? All that's been whittled away piece by piece, fraction by fraction, right? Go back to that. Don't listen to these people. Don't acknowledge them. They come up with something that's supposed to apply to you. Don't even fucking blink. Fuck off. You want to compel me to do something? Come and try me. Come on over. Come on over. See how that goes. Guess what? They won't come over. They only care about you for the money that they can steal from you. That's it. And you'll eventually come to the understanding or realization that why am I paying that money too? For what? Not that it's going to matter. No one has a job at this point, and no one wants a job because guess what? You break your ass and they just take it from you. It's poison. It's poison. We're talking about, and we're hearing from poison. 39 million households, including most U.S. children, will receive stimulus payments. Where's that money coming from? Are you receiving any stimulus payments? I know very few people, and they're breaking their ass, and they're fucking, many of them are worried about and having problems putting groceries on the table and food on the table for their families. They're not receiving any stimulus payments. President Biden's administration is going to begin sending out about 39 million United States families cash child benefit payments in July. The White House announced today, or yesterday, by the time you listen to this. Families who qualify will receive monthly payments from the Internal Revenue Service around the 15th of every month for the rest of the year. $300 for children under 6 and $250 for children older than 6. What about if you have kids? this is insane. What if you have kids over, like me? I got kids in my 20s. What, I don't get any money? Oh, no, I just have to pay. I see. I have to pay for the kids. Oh, I get it now. We all have to pay now. 88% of all U.S. kids will receive the benefit, according to the Biden administration officials. Estimations. Oh, yeah, 88% of all U.S. kids are going to get the money. 80% of that population will receive the payments directly through direct deposit. If you're going to give it to 88% of the kids, of all U.S. kids, why do you have to qualify? Families who qualify will receive monthly payments. Why not just give it to everybody? More lies. Parents who are high income will either receive no child benefits or smaller ones depending on their incomes. With credit receding for an individual who has an adjusted gross income of over $75,000 or couples with an adjusted gross income of over $150,000. To the Bidens, that's a lot of money, right? That's like basically what Hunter spends on fucking booze, hookers, and crack in a month. Actually, I take that back. Probably a couple weekends with the hotel suites he likes to hang out in. Just ask the Secret Service. They'll tell you all about it. Oh, no, they won't because they're fucking sellouts and criminals themselves and cover-up artists themselves. The American Rescue Plan. Where's this money coming from? You. This money's coming from you. $75,000 is a lot of money to the Biden administration. If you make $75,000, it feels like 75 by the time all your taxes are done. If you have an adjusted gross income of over $75,000, it doesn't apply. Or a couple's over $150,000. Yeah. When you're being whacked at a tax rate of 50%, a couple's making $150,000. Think that's a lot of money in today's day and age? Fuck out of here. How many people now were making money, not making any money? How about this? How about you don't pay anybody anything and you leave us the hell alone? And get rid of all your shitty restrictions and your crappy schemes and you allow us to go to work just like we have been doing for over 240 years in this country, and you get the fuck out of the way and shut the fuck up. $250 a month. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get into. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And, we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course. Like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for a premiere. Content so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.